about Tfira Shaina Mitzkayem. Most poskim are Megill, and they quoted a riot from the Mefurisha Gemara. But Tovah Shaina Tfira is Volo Kaima. What does Usha Kshara? See, Mefurisha Gemara, you have to have Shel Kayam with respect to Tfira, not only with respect to Tshira. So I suggested that here, Lo Kaima means Eino Mitzkayem Klau. It's too special, but it will disintegrate immediately. Nothing. What did our answer? Ushak Shara, according to the Arayim. What does Ushak Shara mean? He made one knot. One knot. The one knot he said is not so miskayim. But after Shel Kayam with respect to Tfira, not only with respect to Tshira. So I suggested that here, Lo Kaima means Eino Miskayim Klau. It's too special, but it will disintegrate immediately. Nothing. What did our answer? Ushak Shara, according to the Arayim. What does Ushak Shara mean? He made one knot. One knot. The one knot he said is not so miskayim. But remember, the Urim himself said that miskayim and ilchus kosher means forever. So one knot not miskayim forever. But who the miskayim for a day? Too much shiur for a day. If I'm miskayim for a day, that may not be enough to qualify it as an amalacha with respect to kosher. But it will be enough to qualify as an amalacha with respect to kofer. That's the teretz which I suggested. That's the teretz I suggested. Oh. Fine. So therefore we can suggest still, again, that with respect to tofer, yekayim, even if it's eino shel kayama forever, oine shel kayama for a day, and the kesher echot of the urayim is enough to make it roy for a day, so yekayim on tofer, not on kosher. So it works out very nicely. That explains Shita Sayuraim. The Urayim himself said Kesher of Eino Shel Kayama. But then he himself says Otsil Hiskayim. We saw the Shilta Gibran quoted the two things from the Urayim, the Tata and the Sasri. So the answer is Otsil Hiskayim Liomo, but not Shel Kayama Liolo. And that's enough to make him the Kayam out of the Tofa, and that was a kosher. And I both had to explain some Arichas yesterday. Fine. So what if the Rav Yoh, what do they hold? They hold that Tofer is the same as kosher. Yechayev Shel Kayama only forever. Same thing, Pashtas. Now when the Gemara answered over here, Shekisharon, right? Who Shekisharon? So the question is, Shekisharon, why you Chayev only on Tofer? Should be Chayev on kosher too? What's the answer? Both say, you betcha. You Chayev on both. That's the Kesef Mishnah that I answered to see. It says the Ferish, Yechayev twice. Vushek Shorot, Yechayev twice. I said, Mephoshim is Kakasha, that Abed was born in the Urayim. So Yechayev twice, the only time you're ever going to be Chayev on Tofer, is when you're also Chayev on Kosher. So why is it listed separately? You know, the answer is that your Tofer stays Tfiris, it won't last without a Kesher. Your Tofer 10,000 Tfiris, it will last without a Kesher. That presumably would be the answer. That's what Farshim speak about. In any event, that's the opinion of the Rav Yoh. We're all posting and showing them against the Riva, all quoted in the Hagos Mordechai. Fine. Only one slight problem remains, and that is we understand that when the Hagos Mordechai brought a Raya from Al-Gemara that Tofer is the same as kosher. It's only a riot of Potter Amalos. We refuted even that. But at most, the riot is only Potter Amalos. But the Rav Yoh passed that it's Mutter. Not that it's us, that it's not Chai, that it's Potter. He passed that it's Mutter. What's the riot that it's Mutter? Oh, there is no riot that it's Mutter. I am, there is Eina Chinan. There is no riot that it's Mutter. All he's trying to prove from this Gemara, I am down the riot that it's Potter. Once it's Potter, then it's a question. Is it Potter Amalos or Potter Umutter? So the answer is the Hagos Mordechai calls Potter Umutter. Why? As you read from the Rav Yoh, I read you the Lashon yesterday. Since it's meant to be taken apart as soon as the purchaser buys it from the seller, which could last days or weeks, as we spoke about already yesterday, therefore it's considered Eino Shel Kayama Klal. In other words, when we say before that Liomo is Mutter, we only mean if it's meant to be undone within the day of the time that it's done. If it's meant to be undone as soon as the person gets his hands on it, He had the ability, have to literally undo every single one of them, but the ability to undo it, when he gets it, when he buys it, that's considered the yomo. If you buy a box of disposable diapers, he said, so the day you get it, you're gonna use it. You're not gonna use every single one of the box that day. It doesn't matter. You could use them all. You could use any one of them. That's all considered to be enoshel kayama klal, according to Shita Zarabio, which is exactly what the Lavush said. Lavush against the Taz. Lavush against the Taz. So this is the... But there's no right to that. There's no right from Shas. When they Hagos Mutter, but a right from Shas, his right was its potter. The fact that it's Mutter, that's only a Svara. It's a Svara that goes Mordechai, with Rabbi and others, which the Lavush embraces and the Taz rejects. You can't say, well, how can Taz be all good going against the Gemara? There's no Gemara. It's a Svara. The only Gemara that might be somewhat akin to it is the Minhag Derabbanan, the Taz is Kasha. How did they undo the Minhag Derabbanan? So the Taz gave a test. Remember, the Taz himself is the one who says there has to be the possibility of Toch Yomo. The Taz seems to say Toch Yomo of the time that is actually done. It has to be under the possibility of it being undone. The Taz concedes he doesn't have a certainty of it being undone. That's the whole head of a Minhag Derabbanan. The Taz, remember, the same Taz, same page. But there is the possibility of it being undone literally the day that it was done. The rabbis tied their shoes in the morning and wanted to get untied about the Shabbos. But if it's done in the manufacturer, in a factory, to take a couple of days, weeks, or months till it finds its way into the consumer's home, that leap of faith the Taz is unwilling to take. Lavush was, and it's ample present for Lavush, all these materials, and then Nagos Mordechai seemed to go along with his mahalik. And the Rabbi Yoh is the most explicit of them all. Okay, fine. Let's now go back to the drawing board, Rabbi Osai, the Shulta Gibor. Back to the drawing board. This is a gold mine. We have to analyze every word. Mem Aleph and Beis. There will be new Ma'ariv comments forthcoming. Okay. But the Shulta Gibora writes in the last few narrow lines, "Umesupakani im das Rabbeinu midrif umaymeni zramba lechayim bekesher echad." He wants to know the Arayim said Yepotu. What the Rambam and the Rif said? "Uktas nira devarim mechayvin afilu bekesher echad osir lechayim kolod shumaisa uman." He thinks he really would be chayav. Why would it be chayav? As we said earlier, it's going to last yomim ma. Remember that expression? Yomim ma. And according to the Rif, that's sufficient to make it chayav. The Urayim is the Shittoso. Has to be the Olam to be chayav. And it's only going to last yomim ma, the Kesher Echad, and therefore you're not going to be chayav. Beautiful. Beautiful. It works out perfectly. Why does it interrupt one, huh? Because it may last forever. That's the Rams you saw earlier. It may last forever. It's also the Rabbah. What if I find you a case in which one knot will last forever? That's the next line. So this we saw before, the first wide line, the Kesha Chudas Hatfila, Yadane, Mikri Masa Uman, Ilav, Kevin, Hatfila, Sharon, Meshinim, Umnim, Vachayotim, Kachos, and Roshi, Achut, Shalspira, Kesher Echad. So that's what we saw, that these seems to go against it. We said, no matter how it's not a function of how tight it is, but can any klutz do it, or you need a specialist. That's specialist. V'arav Raveinu Poros Kosa. The Kesher Metoch Achut Kshirot Litpo Chayev Olav. V'chen Kesher Shal Gerodim Shakoshun Kesher Echad Genisak Achut U'meskayim Chayev Olav Afilo Ein Ala Kesher Echad. V'akol Hacharat Kiyum. Ki Yesh Kesher Meskayim V'Kesher Echad V'Yesh Kesher Meshnayim V'Beis Kshorim. Because of a smag, it's shom, shom, it's kind of a kesher, it has to go on to kosher, kevel, v'rosho. V'ein a kosher, beiz, roshim, b'yachad. That's very, very important. Very, very important. What's he saying? You take two strings. You know when you have the strings? You take two strings, and you tie... Like, well, if you take two strings, when you tie your shoes, there's two strings coming out of, I don't have to tie my shoes, but you have to tie your shoes. You don't need to tie your shoes. You take two strings from two sides, two of them. You go like this. Put it on the one and go, and leave it that way. It's going to fall apart in a minute. Let's say I have to tie my shoes. Okay? Tie this easy in my shoes. Okay? I tie my shoes. Now make it like this. Watch this. Oh, I'm going to tie it tight. Oh, what? Oh, I got tight. It's going to fall apart in 2 seconds. This is the Kesher effort, which the Rebbe said is not the sky. I don't know how to do the sky even for a day, but somehow he does a really good job. It'll last for a day, maybe. But not going to last longer than that. However, what will happen, the Rebbe Smack says, I'll take, I'm not like this, and I'll tie, I want to make a thick end, you should be able to pull it out. And I'll go like this, I'll make one tie like this, I'll pull it all my might, this will last forever. Ad Bias HaMashiach, and I'm very proud of my Boy Scout. If you don't disturb this knot, it'll stay until Bias HaMashiach. I told me one knot. Yeah, but it's one knot with one string, so it just lasts forever. You know, even without being a Boy Scout, I can figure out what the Smack is saying. Guess who else said this? The Yerayim. The Yerayim was brought up from the Beis Medrash. The Yerayim says, Baruch Hashem, is exactly that. The Yerayim says, it goes like this, the Shel Kayama. And when he said that the Kesher Echad is not Shel Kayama, he meant with two strings. It's Mefurish, the Yerayim itself. It's Mashma and the Ran, and the Ran quotes the Yerayim. Look what the Ran says. You all have the Ran in front of you. The Ran is back there. Klal Gadol. Quite Mucha from the Ran, when he quotes the Kasha of the Yerayim, page 64, Shek Sharon, then he quotes Rashi, Shekosha Shnei Rashi Achut, that's Chah, we tell Lama Rabbi Melech to be Mitzal, etc., etc. That's what he's only Kosha Shnei Rashi Achut, and it won't be lasting. But if it's one kasher, right? The Rambam in Perek Yud, Halacha Tes, I believe it is, seems to say, Shat in the Gemara on the Bayadal and the Beis, it's referring to a case like this. At the end, he did Tzviris, and he did like this. You take him the Rambam's Eretz. So this kasher, like this is, you write the kasher Mikan. Look at the Rambam there. So the Rambam couldn't give the Rambam's Eretz. Well, you always do with the Rebbe's kasha. Like the Ketzer Mishnah. You chayv twice. Chayv twice. Galano. Ad kah. Okay. Now, the Ritva asks the same kasha as the Ran and the Rebbe. He asks the same kasha. So he gives two terutim. The first terut is the word kosher is lavda. You can't remember my Ritva, I'll read you the words. I'm sorry, this is on the new Mamma Kabbalah, which you haven't seen yet. I'm some of those who try to read the scroll. Not there? Have a Ritva. Not on my desk. Thank you. Oh, thank you. I'll read you the exact lesson of the Ritva. When I say Ritva, I mean this Ritva. Because the Ritva you'll get in the Beis Medrash, which says Ritva, and it's just the old one, that's not really the Ritva, it's really the Ran. And you see, when it says the Ran, it's not really the Ran. It's somebody we don't know. So the Ritva, the old Ritva, which is really the Ran, has been also republished by most of the cook. I have that also. But I'm not referring to people by their real names. This is the real Ritva. The Ritva asks exactly the same question of Ayan Dalam and May. It's the same question as the Ran, Bidi Yuk. He gets two different answers. Each one is very interesting. And I apologize, you haven't seen it yet. So you can do Marma Kovat after Shira also. There's no difference. I mean, it is a difference, but in this case, you can not have a difference. He has the same kasha. Ikshiba Tarsi, he quotes. B'chai Nami Mishim Koshe. B'tirtu. Keva Chenak Shira Rak Lahamed Atfira. Chashvinan Le Mishim Tofe Belchud. What does that mean? What does that mean? You haven't seen it yet? I don't know what it means. So you'll let me know on Sunday what it means. I'll quote you in Shir. Shem Omer. How much word does the line mean? Umori Aramzal, Pirish. Tikshara Lav Dafka. El Shir Kivan Zeh Al Gav Zeh. Ushizaran Biyad Lekayim Atfiru. He didn't try it at all. He just went around and around and around and around and around. You go around and around and around, you don't tie any kind of knot. That's not considered to be in the category of kosher. Well, that's a different question. It's not kosher. Is it kofer? You get the impression from this ritva, no. What you do at the end of Shizoran, Hirkiman Zal Gavzel Shizoran Biyad, the Kayim Hatzvira, but it itself is not a Tvira. Why is this not included in the category of the Tosefta, the Rambam quotes, called Haposel Chavolim? Haposel Chavolim. The Mishnah Berurah quoted in Sifkoton Lamid Dalid. I think this was on the Rambam Kamos, am I correct? This is the Rambam Kamos. So if you're creating, what is posel chavolim? A kind of silk chelis. You take the strings and make them into ropes. You chayav mishum kosher. So this ritva, wait a minute. Why the ritva didn't know this Rambam? Rambam didn't make it up. I believe it's from a Tosefta. Let's take a look. Perik, you got my Rambam right there? Perik Yud. Perik Yud, Halacha Ches. Hold up, Rambam, I'm sorry. Perik Yud, Halacha Ches. Apostel Chavolim, etc. Are the told as kosher of the Chayim. What's the source? Maybe it's there. Anyway, so when the Ritva says over here, Shizoran, Hirkiman Zal Zav, Shizoran Biyad, the Kayim Atfira, why is that itself Kshira? Is that like Posel Chavolim? This brings me to an interesting topic. The Shmiras Shabbos Kilchosa has a tremendous Chumrah. Rabbi Isaiah, a tremendous Chumrah. This wasn't the Mamma Chavolim. This is Perek Tesva, Ta'ara, Uf Samav Vov, I believe. Take a look. The most safe. Perek Tesva, Ta'ara, Samav Vov, Yashka Shabbat Shabbos. Have a look on your brain. Yeah. This is the famous chumrah of the twist ties. The Shmir Shabbos Chachasa asers twisting the ties in Shabbos, and therefore he also asers untwisting the ties. You go to the You buy challah in the store on Friday, and they take the twist tie, and you come to the challah, whoops, can't untie it according to this. Look at this chumra. Now, if you look in the third volume, I asked him to see. When I read me Lul Chela Gimel Shom, it's also on my desk, the Lul, right there. There, the Avraham Shlomo Zalman, Zatzal, I mentioned to you already before, went over the whole Sefer, and he made various tikkunim and miluim. Here he has, what do we say, Sif Harawa? Yeah. He writes, Kutei Barzal, he has the word, Bechozek. By the way, Shvach, that it's okay, it's strong. Then he adds, "If dark olios the olam, the asha b'tziras kevel the shtan olios kevel bar kayoma, the komakom in medanim masias kevel the kosher, itochen shegam barzal and melufakim domo the kesher im ze bar kayoma." Really mean it's the high of see he's adding to the words over here in Kuf Samu Vav. He says Kutsho Bardo is high of before the word high he adds a dark alias the olam. And then what's going to happen if you do it for one day or less? It's going to still be awesome. Why? Who's speaking? Rambam speaking. And Rambam speak can only be chayav in the Keshe Shaluman. He considers it to be a Keshe Shaluman, and according to the Rambam, a Keshe Shaluman for less than a day is also a Rabbanon. So you're going to be stuck. If you assume it's a Keshe Shaluman, which obviously is Lim Shah the Rambam, then it's going to be also even for less than a day. Wow. The question is, does everyone agree with this? So the Sefer Lamed Tes Melachos, who has a copy of the Sefer, his parish of Kosher. I want to read you from the Sefer Lamed Tes Melachos. Valdig is Sefer. Tremendous. By Ribi, actually. He says, come on, this can't possibly be us. On his own, hard to go against the Shlomo Zalman, against the Shemesh Shabbos, on your own. Absolutely. Very hard to go against on your own. You have to call it a higher authority. The answer to a higher authority. Alright. Yeah. So I don't agree with footnote 56. Because of Shlomo Zalman, Dav Kimubar Kayama, Avon Dato La Frido Shiva Hakap Oso Yom, Ain Israel. That's a lie! He never said Ain Israel. It can't be Ain Israel. Because if it's the Michayev, forever, it means must be Kesheruman, according to the Rambam, and the Rambam is not the Rambam too. It's going to be Kesheruman, also even the Yom Echad. This is a lie. I think, I gave you I'll cover to the Sefer. I think this is a lie. So what? 99.9% is truth. 1%? I don't think, I just don't know where he got this from. Shlomo Zalman never said, ain't Isser. He just said it's only Chayav, and it's the old. I don't think it could possibly be Mutter. I don't know, I can possibly say that. However, more important, he quotes earlier, and it's quoted. It's quoted in the Sefer itself, the Pnim, if you will, on page 799. Some poskim rule a sealing of favor with a wire twist tire than a composure. That's the Shmir Shabbos. He's matted within 24 hours. That's his sheep. Some poskim. Whenever you call some poskim, you know what that means. All the leading poskim say no. Wire twists are designed to be easily twisted and easily undone. The twine is merely their mode of use, similar to opening and closing a door. And this is a heter called Derach Tashmisha, which we'll discuss at length when we talk about bonin. Who are these leading poskim? Unlike coordinating, which is involved, which is an involved in permanent twining operation. Who's the quote? Shamati b'shem agram feinstein zatzal. You're looking for allies. You can't get it better than that. It's top of the line. Whoa. Mutal lechatchila. Mutal lechatchila. Then he says he doesn't understand exactly why Rabbi Shem said it. He's all along footnote 56. Then he has another pshat, another reason for it. He says, Muva b'shemetha me'amatirim. He doesn't tell you where the source is. I'm interested where it says this. Muva b'shemetha me'amatirim. Okay, where you see Muva? Where is this? Why don't you tell us what's the secret? What is this? It's a secret book. Cain Ra'isi. He said, if you saw, why can't I see it? I want to see it myself. I want to read what he has to say. Write him a letter. Call him up. I think it's a phone book. There's phone numbers in there. There's probably listed in the monthly phone book. Well, where did you see this? Okay, what's the lumbus? I like this lumbus. Ooh, I'll read it to you. I'll read it to you first in English. In the case of the wire twist, the twine is held by the stiffness of the wire and not by the force and strength of the twining action. This could be illustrated by the fact that merely one twist is often sufficient to hold a wire and seal a bag, whereas with twining cords, numerous windings are required for an effective twine. The form of twining is therefore not included within the premise of kosher, because the pliers is held together not by the tension and binding force of the twine, but by another force, namely the stiffness of the wire itself. You know, that's the right English. Not to be taken for granted either today. Very well written. And see what he said? Klar! I would love to give credit to the original author of this idea, but I don't know what it is. Maybe. Sounds good. But he doesn't like it. He didn't like Rav Moshe's throw too much. Like this one. This is wrong. Maich baslon mao hadgorem lehidduk hakesher. The kol sheish of kesher vi amitz v'chozok me'ezes tibo harei zedino kekesher shalom nemishel kayomo v'chein muchach me'adin da'aniva gabe kesher sheitiru b'rabo v'sipay v'kot zu akron adak v'hova la'adiru v'oso yom v'losh v'skayim osur. Which is an even, we said yesterday in Asia. But also the Rach and the Kesher. I feel like I'm making Kesher Kayama. The Rabbi said, you know what he asked? Give it Terrence. He asked, what's the difference? You don't have to have it tightened by a Kesher. It can be tightened by an Eva. Who are the Nabi? It can be tightened by stiffness. Rabbi said, it's a good tight at 55, right? Just lock him up. Shlug him up! Nobody? No one's willing to start up with the Lama Tesmalach and say, I give you a heckler. Shlug him up! No! Yoni, shlug him up. What's wrong with his logic? He doesn't have a pleasure with his logic. The Abdenezer said, you have a Neva, got me Kesher. You have a Kesher! Once you have a kesher, I don't care how the kesher is kept in place, but it's a shame on the forest, keep it in place. So, yo, Anavi, you're also chayav. Okay. He has no kesher to begin with. He had a whole bunch of stuff to start with. I mean, in the case, in the mashal is given, there was a kesher, and an aniva kept the kesher in place. Fine. Here, if you have a kesher, you kept it in place with this twist tie, he'd be right. But there's no kesher to begin with. I think 55 is right. I wish I knew who he was. Who's there for months? Paul Hoffman. Look at ask the slip rabbi David Ribiat. We'll call up, we'll ask him. Okay? Good. Right. We'll have an answer by Sunday. We have. Fine. I got out of this without Ritva. The Ritva says, again, I repeat what he said. Shara lav dachla l'sher kivan zel gabe zeh u'shizar v'yad v'kayim atzpiyah. But that's not considered to be a kesher. This seems to be a kind of a thing similar to the twist on. You twist something around and around and around and around. They just stay there. Let's say from this mysterious chatter. You want to, they have garbage cans in this mission. Yontik, many of you have yontik. You want to put the garbage cans away. I don't know what they do over here exactly. And you'll look, maybe I shouldn't look. But if you tie a single knot on the top of that garbage can, which is often done, that'll say, till Mashiach comes. That's a serious issue of kosher. So what do you do? So what I often do is I get stuck in a situation. I just take it on top and just take the top of the plate, go around and around and around and around and around and around and around, and put the weight on top of it. I'll just stay there. But that's not, I didn't do anything. That's not considered to be a knot. That's what the Ritzmas is beferish. Kivan zel gavrizel shizor and biyad, the kayim atzvi, just go around and around and around and around. You didn't tie any knots at all. On the estaiti, the twist tie should be the same thing. Nonetheless, kayman the yotz adav bifi, I'm going to shlem azalman, li'isura, I'm afraid to be mounted so fast. And even though Rabbi Rivian claims that Shlomo Zalman's matter within a day, I don't think that's true. I don't think it can be true. Ma'as Uman, the Chayev, that's the Ma'as Uman. Ma'as Uman going to the Rambam, and the Rambam is Chosh for the Rambam. So I try to be matter. What do you do with your cups? You try to take it and just slide it out. But if you have a twist tie on the plastic, just keep pulling on the plastic. Pull, the twist tie will stay over here. The plastic will be over here. You pull the chal out, the twist tie can sit there in the bathroom. You know, you just leave it there. It usually works. Alright. It doesn't show it. It's not so easy to take out. It's very hard to do this trick. Not so easy. Depends on how tight they make up the bakery. If you're stuck and you can't get any other way, personally, I'd rather rip the plastic than open this thing. That's how much COVID has for a plumber's arm. That's what he says. Kane Shemat is from Russia. That's what Rabbi Rivian says. I'm not sure. Also allowed to learn. And he, for some reason, says it's not allowed. Even though I don't understand really why. I try to avoid a lot of things. They quote over the Gedolei Hador, even if we have other Gedolim who have no choice. If it backs to the wall, you can certainly rely on Rav Moshe. Don't worry about that. But if you can avoid it, we try to avoid it. That's what I came up with. Okay, everybody said it clear. Now, teretz number two of the ritual. Teretz number two of the ritual. V'yesh od lomar. Kon shekshoran amanas lahatir achrei kain. Dimishim kshira leko. Abel mishim tfira iko. Did you hear that? What's the Ritva saying? That's the Riva! The Riva said when it comes to Tira, you don't need Shel Kayama. So over here, he said that he plans to undo the Kesher tonight, tomorrow, next week. I don't know when this will be. Next week, I'll undo the Kesher. So al kesher you're not chayev because even shakayam al olam. Al tofa you are chayev because even if it's not shakayam al olam because you undo the kesher, you undo the tofa, just feels full unravel by itself. You're still going to be chayev. That's the second territory of the ritual. Fine. I saw this fantastic sefer. I love it. Called the Nesiv Chayev. This David got me from the library last day. Rabbi Simon gave it to us. Valdik. Tremendous sefer by someone in Eretz Yisrael. So many beautiful Sfarim on Shabbos. But how do I say it nicely? Some of them more beautiful than others. This is a lot of Sfarim, but this is good. You know, this is really an excellent sefer. By Rishon Lezion in Eretz Yisrael, I believe. Rechov Saratzkin 33. He gives his address. You want to go and ask him. If you'll be next year in Eretz Yisrael, you'll be there at the Matzdorf or wherever the Wolfsdorf. Go into his house. Say it was quoted with lavish praise. And she you had last year and this year, geshmak. Okay. So this sefer, Nesiv Chaim, it's Simon Samach Zayin, end of Siv Kot Ches, he calls this ritual. And he says as follows. Look at the ritual of Abayin Dalit, which seems to go against the Bir Halacha that we spoke about the first day. What was the first day of Bir Halacha? Should you design Sephalot? That Omer Latiro Eino Toli B'machsheves HaKosher Ela B'derech B'nei Odom. You saw, which means we were very, very high at Bir Halacha. Well, he claimed the ritual was against that. Why? Because the lashon of the ritual was then Nias Daiti, after all the lavish praise that they were just I don't agree with him. I don't agree with him. I don't want to agree with him. I'm such a big Bir Halacha fan. I mean, the Chofetz Chaim also had to learn. So we don't want to have a ritva going against him. So how do we avoid it? Because I told you a couple of days ago. The Bir Halacha only said it in the case where everybody in the whole wide world makes tzitzis to last forever. This guy is going to make tzitzis to undo his Motzei Shabbat Yom Tov Dolor. So both of Daito. But the kind of kesher that the Ritva is describing could be a kind of a kesher. Some have it all the time, some have it some of the time, some have it month unto it, some don't have it unto it. They don't say both of Daito. So in fact, you would follow his ass. I don't want to make the Ritva against the Bir Halacha. Okay. But once we have the safe in our hands, I love it. I start off by saying I disagree with the first thing I quoted from him. Doesn't mean anything. Watch. It's a very thick sefer. It's tremendous, fantastic. I'm going to say a few things in his name, which are really very, very beautiful. We'll disagree on other things, but the sefer itself is a very, the man is really a very big top of thought. He asked the kasha like this, in the same Simon son of Zion, the very beginning, Sifkot Aleph. He has a very basic question. He wants to know, Lefi Rashi, a kesher which you do for less than a day is mutter. Mutter, mutter, mutter. Not a potter, mutter. He wants to know, why is this melacha of kosher different than, for example, boneh? For example, boneh. Oval aroi. Oval she'ena she'kayama klal. Certainly potter, you better believe it. But it's awesome in the rabbon. He quotes two gemaras. I can't show either because they're both not in the Shabbat Shabbos. One's an Erev in the Kuf Beis and Beis Alamed Beis. But it's clear in Shulchan Aruch, it's true, that an Oel, which will last for less than a day, is Potter Avalasar. Where the not for less than a day is Het Megon. So here he discusses the Yisoh, which we brought, how about I like to say it, it's what I said. But he says it even better, I think. But we spoke about at the very beginning. Rabosai, kosher is different than other Malachas. Pirashi, the whole very essence of kosher is chibur. That's the very essence of putting two things together. That's how we explain in the other direction. That in order to be chayim midorais, that's to be forever, according to Rashi. You don't find out about other malachas. The answer is that since the very essence of the malachas is the chibur, so the chibur has to be the capital ches, forever. When it comes to bone, says Baal and the Siv Chaim comes to Bona. I'm putting up a tent. Actually, there may be a tent before you turn around. I take some kind of a canvas and I hold it up and it's just to last for a day. It's just fatigue. Let's say one day it's overcrowded. It's luyu tsuyu. So I take a tent to last for a few hours. Because if he put it, he's a nice phrase, I like his phrase. It's not a malacha of chibur, it's a malacha of yitzira. Because you're creating a cover, which is an. So if the malacha is the nature of the malacha of yitzira, true. So then, even if it's Eina Shul Kayama will be undone in less than 24 hours, it's still Asa Midrabbana. And I will add, and if it lasts for 24 hours, it may be also with the Raisa. The two distinctions are both true. In other words, he's making a distinction from the level of the Rabbana. I want to make the same distinction from the level of the Raisa, as we mentioned before. The distinction between the Malacha of Yitzira and the Malacha of Chibur. Very nice. Then he goes Baita. Again, what we said a little bit on our own. According to the Rambam, different. According to the Rambam, he catches Shalumah. So he uses There's different words, maybe better words. According to the Rambam, that there's a kesher to uman is a requirement for the Isser of kosher. So it's a yitzira. You're making yitzira of the kesher to uman. It all starts to be shel kayama. That's what we suggested in the Taz. According to the Rambam, how much shachem do you need for one day? According to the Rashi, you need forever. Why? Because according to the Rashi, the whole malach is only chibur. And chibur is forever. So there's nothing but the chibur. But according to the Rambam, what do you call the yitzira? And it's yitzira, so then it's like an oil. Less than 24 hours, we also be the Rabbanon. And more than 24 hours, we be the Raisa. Very nice. So far, you did a very, very, very nice. Very nice. But then, he says, why, according to the Rambam, is a mutter if his kesher shall head your less than 24 hours? Why is that mutter? He says something with which I cannot agree. Can I do? He says, the reason why it's mutter less than 24 hours, according to the Rambam, is because, I quote, Ose beis shinuyim. What beis shinuyim? Number one, it's headed as opposed to uman. And number two, it's aroi, less than a day, as opposed to kayama. And two shinuyim is a shinui godol. Because if it's seen od malachas ki agavna. He says if you have a shinui godol, then not only is it kosher, it's actually mutter. He talks to me about losh, etc. But he sold last summer, which is that there's no such thing. There's no such thing as a shinui godol making it mutter. A shinui is a shinui is a shinui. And all of our kalachayad, potter avalosser. Potter avalosser. Potter avalosser. I don't accept his shot in Rambam. I have a different shot. Why did Chazal prohibit a kesher shel hedyo? That's a genuine article. There's no yitzira of the item that the Torah prohibits. It's nothing to do with the malach. If the Torah asks kesher shel uman, and I go like this, garnish. Why should Chazal ask her? Doesn't do anything. Rabosai is my answer. The Chazal asked Kesher Shel Uman, head of Otto Kesher Shel Uman, because they share something in common. But what do they share in common, Rabosai? The Kesher Shel Uman and the Kesher Shel Head. What do they share in common? They are both A, people. Oh, did I hear the word people? Now the only reason why the Chazal Aser Kesher Shel Hedyot, because it has something in common with Kesher Shel Uman. What does it have in common? It looks nothing, no resemblance to the trained eye. The only thing in common that it works is tying things, the whole thing together. Ah, hence, the nature of the Issa Derabbanan, it's all the Birabba, of Kesher Shel Hedyot, is what we called before Chibur. Ah, it's Chibur. Understand very well why it's less than 24 hours is mutter. I repeat, Kesha Shel Uman, which is the Yitzira, it's an object to Uhu, which is comparable to a person built a tent to Uhu, in the Yitzira, so then it's also the Rabbanan less than 24 hours. But Kesha Shel Hedyot is garnished. Nothing. Chazal asked it because it has a resemblance to Kesha Shel Uman. What's the resemblance? They're both mechabrim. It's only the Torah's Hebrew, less than 24 hours has to be mutter. Not because of shini godl, tabul shinuyim. I'll give you a more conceptual approach why it should be mutter. Ah, you'll ask me a kasha. How can it be? If this kasha is usher and that kasha is usher, how can they be within the same av malacha that one kasha is less than 24 hours is mutter and another kasha is usher? Even though one is the right, one is the abundant. How do you say such a thing? I'll tell you a secret. You could perhaps say it's just even on the level of the Raisa. I'm giving you some common attractions. We're not going to get to it yet, but it was down the road. We're talking about the malach of boner. We just mentioned boner by Oel. There are two kinds of boner of Osai. There's a boner where you make things. You just take a, for example, you make an Oel kavua. You take a, you take a canvas and you spread it over an area. It's very, very tight. It's going to be there forever. That type is a raisa. Then there's the other kind of boner, you put things together. The Rambam calls the kavetz chalokim, you put things together. It's very possible, and I can't give you this common attraction. I'm not going to go into it right now. It's very possible. Very possible. If you're talking about the boner of what we're calling it tzira, there's asim and the raisa more than a day. Whereas if you're talking about the boner of what we call harkava, of putting things together, it may be different. Even within this distinction may even apply to on the level of the rice with respect to boner. It was the same halacha, it depends upon the yisoda iser. If the yisoda iser is a yitzira, there's one set of rules. If it's a harkava or a chiva, they may have a different set of rules. So again, this is my pshat and shitas haramba. That's my pshat and shitas haramba. Fine. We already pointed out that the concept that there could be a boner which is meant to be undone in a day, and you may do so, it's not called a solter. That's what we said is the case of that. Care about sign? Open up. Shin Chav Bey, we'll start with that. Shin Chav Bey. Ches, the Hashem says at length, and the Gufa Sachavis, Ein of Hebrew, sorry, the Totli, not the Elohim, it's called a Rashi. Unikan yesh lochiach, shebutu listo, stima, stiatana, shesasu meyam Shabbos. The quote is in Perek Chavis, etc., etc. We saw that in the Hagol, the Shumas Adeshen, that it's mutter even if it's a Tanar HaMachubor. A Tanar HaMachubor. So apparently this is like Tfira, in comparison to Zeh Hibur B'Zeh Nechibur, Poseh Beis HaTzavar. What's the connection? What's the connection? It's an Isser of Chibur. That's the Rabbi Yosef, the name of the Rashbam, based upon the Rashi and Memches. Omedes B'Nothel is Eino Chibur, that's the Ches word. Chibur! Chibur! We didn't make up the word. The Gemara has the word Chibur. And that's the most critical word in this whole discussion. Now, the problem is that the Riva disagrees with all this. And the Riva says, just slip again one more time to Kaf Nun Zayin. Just for a minute, Kaf Nun Zayin. See it again. One more time. The Riva says, Shalom Hatzinu Chilik Ben Tfira Shal Kayama and Tfira Shena Shal Kayama. No such distinction. Why? Why not? By kosher it exists. He comes up here in this sefer, this beautiful sefer, this gimel, with a whopper, which I don't agree with either. He's like this. The Riva holds like the Rambam. Rambam. Why? According to the Rambam, a melacha shena shel kayama is awesome at the Rabbanon. Kosher is different. Shnei shinuyim. Because kosher requires a kesher shalumim. By tofa, there's no such thing as kesher shalumim. Memela. Memela, it's awesome. I don't believe for 1 minute that the Riva held at the Rambam. Reverse the Valley of Tosis with Lord Rashi with the array. They don't heard the Rambam. They're not even close to the Rambam. I don't believe it for a second. Rather, I think the Emes of Pshat the Reverse, we said yesterday, based upon the fundamental distinction between Tofer and Kosher, which he spoke about. Tofer makes it into one thing, and you can't undo it unless it's recalculated with the Rosh Hashulchan, with your voices, pointing about the safety pins. That's a Pshat the Reverse. Do with the Rambam. That's this part. So I think it's a gewaldig, a sefer. I love it. And we'll come back to it later. But this particular nekuda, I'm not masking. Okay. I'm going to give you a 5-minute introduction to what we'll be discussing at greater length next week. The opening is Shulchan Aruch, Evan as a Mishnah Berurah, Shin Yud Dalid, Shin Mem Sif Yud Dalid. This is on the Maariv Kofos. I want to do it now. Shin Mem Sif Yud Dal. The Machaber goes to Rambam. Have a Davik Neoros. We discussed yesterday. Oros with colon shall sort with Lu. Chayotzibo. As we told us, Tofer. Okay. Can have a fire in Neoros Dvukin. Oros Dvukin. Below the sky. On the Calakil Bavad. But the Tolos Korea Bakai. What seems to emerge in this Rambam the Machaber is the Yechayev on Korea, even though it's not what? Not what? Three words. Al Menas Lisbon. That's the soul of the Bialocha Dira Masma below. Barichus Gedola. He proves for many proofs that you certainly Yechayev Korea Amanat Litakein. Even if it's not Korea Amanas Litvah. Yes, it's a Pturah Bakalka. That's true. Bakalka is a Pturah Kovala for Shabbos. It's again the Rakhlach Machshevs. Bakalka is true. But if it's Korea Amanas Litakein, even though it's not Amanas Litvar Taraisa. Can I give you an example, Rabbi Ose? A very important example that sometimes they haven't done it on in here, but sometimes they play on Arab Shabbos. Make sure to tear the toilet paper. Because if you don't, if you tear it on Shabbos, the Shalom is Daraisa. Why Daraisa? It's not Korea Amanas Litvar. Yeah, but according to the Biolocha, the Mechaba, the Rambam, it doesn't make a difference. Even if it's Korea Shalom, and this was Amanas the Take, the practice size, this itself would be Asa Midoraisa. That's the Pashas and the Mechaba, the Rambam, the Biolocha insists on it. He insists on it. Indeed, he says that according to the claims, that the Rambam holds Poseach. Take a look. Let's read together a little bit. Kozlosh the Rambam Peregud Bechushabes Lavayud Umashem Bebiru Da'adato Da'adavina Begemor Kramanas Lispro Bishem Lavochi Havelim Mekalkel Al Mechavim Tzorach Ezer Dabat Chikin Afilu Mechavim Shlomas Lispro Chayev Uvochi Nicha Dehichnes the Rambam Din HaPoseach Beis HaTzavar Bishabes Gamkein Beklal Dinei HaKorea Lechiu Biach Bevali Shlomas Lispro should the Betakein be Kriyoso as a beggar. The Pelon of Beis Yosef, and she designed the rights of the Poshet, the Poseach Beis Hatzavah, the Ochi lo Havi Bechlal Korea, should the Havi Korea Shalom and Has Litvor. How can he say that to Beis Yosef? He himself has a Shemel of the Rambam. The Korea was attacking the Skyev, the Mephurish of the Gemara, Korea Bechamoso. Chamoso is Abdaf, the Mirmi Ancient, Amosal, and she basically saw the Gemara. Valmesa, Mutalolov. Never, but he lost the relative. They have to rip your clothes. Tafkida Shalom, and that's Litvor Chayav. Kosh is a ticket of the cliff. Before she Gemara. Rabbi Kivega quotes it. Now there's Rabbi Kivega quoted over here in the Shvikshul Menorah. For Rabbi Kivega has to see. Ayin Gimel Omud Beis. Give a look, Rabbi Kivega. Ayin Gimel Omud Beis. Haven't turned in. First, says a lush, Dibra Masl Bitzarif. Tosha says, Doma Masarfa Eitim is only if you actually read the Eitim. Otherwise, it's nothing. Even for the view to hold Blach Hashem is proof of the goof for sky. What's the proof? Needy the Havi, just like Korea al Manas Litpor. Umbok al Manas Litpor. Says the Bikinegan. Mivuar. The sphere of the Avecha Nena Makalgil, the Sarfa Eitim, the Doma, the Koma Kompotter. After Rabbi Yudah is really saying, I'm not sleep for all, I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. The Koshali! We're still going to come out of Kuf Hesh, to get to the Furusha Gemara of Korea Al-Meso. So the Kivegas Kash against Hostess against the Kesef Mishnah. Gewalt! Gewalt! How can it be? Hostess didn't know the Gemara. It's impossible. What's going on over here? There has to be an answer. There must be an answer. Has to be. Absolutely has to be. No question. But it has to be answered. Also has to have minimum. Let's wait until Mitzvah of Sunday Shir. We'll be able to discuss this thing, Benatz. Umar Makomas are out. Not exactly where we wanted them precisely, but close enough. The topic of the Gemara Makomos really is a continuation of the Malacha of Kosher, the Malacha of Tofer, the general issue of Malacha of Kayemis. This is, if you will, the theme of what we're discussing this month. Before we go back into that topic, I wanted to mention a few more points about the Malacha of Kosher proper. That's all where we started. Got my hands over the house and Nusay. Reches HaShabbos, slim little volume, all about kosher. Not there. Excellent, excellent. And he has a couple of important hearts. Number one, I said a few times that the shiur of Yom Echad is 24 hours. In other words, if you're going to try something on Shabbos, you measure by the 24 hours. Not till after Abdullah. Shabbat afternoon or Friday night, so 24 hours. He found a mocha for that. I found he calls it the Prima Garden on the Long Island of Rob, Sif, Cotton, Gimel. It's a favorite, well, as I suggested earlier, 24 hours. Number two, we quoted a Bach. The Bach said what happens if a person is trying to explain the Torah. A person tied a knot, or he intended originally to tie the knot more than a day, and it lasted for more than a week. Well, Bob said, in that case, you may not untie the knot. What's the Bob? If you recall, I said Bob tried to steam the steer in the tour. The one day, 7 days, that's what he said. So in this safe, he suggests that only you are not permitted to tie the knot, to untie the knot, but in retrospect, catch this kiddush, in retrospect, the mafreya, you have been in violation of the use of kosher. Quite a remarkable chiddush. At the time, the shiur is only 7 days. So at the time that I tied the knot, I expected to last for 2 days. It was a permissible act. And I had taken it out 2 days later than I had originally intended. It would have been mutter. But if I forgot, or I changed my mind, and I didn't take it out for a week, the print in the back of the knot, you're not permitted to undo the knot. He adds that he thinks that it would be in violation of the prohibition of kosher. Even though originally it didn't intend to last for so long, that was another remarkable thing. Okay. Then, what I have suggested to you, the fi habir halacha, the halacha, you don't follow the person's own decision to untie tzitzis knot, for example, if thou don't. It's objective that the tzitzis knot is forever. So you're chayav no matter what. I suggest to you, that's only 99.9% of forever. But if you have a case where it could go either way, some keep it forever and some don't, then your own decision is determinant, is critical. So I found that also in that same, Baruch Hashem. He says the same thing. Save yourself. Okay, one or two more things I wanted to tell you to find certain confirmation and certain rejections are based upon what the Sefer has to say. Well, we had expressed certain leniencies with respect to a double knot. You know, the Shulchan Gibborim originally said it was considered a Kesher Uma. So I found that I have a lot of company. The Aruch HaShulchan says it's basically Mutter, and the Rav Moz is only Machmir for 7 days. How you read that is Rav Moz beyond me. That's what he says. It's if you. The Chazon Ish says that the Rambam is a chumra bi'alma, minig bi'alma. It's not real. You can't say that that's considered really a kesher shaluma in any simple double knot. This type can't be. How do you know? Because of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says that kosheres isha mafteach haluka. He claims that the Chazon Ish, it's impossible for her to do so with a single kesher. It must be referring to a case of a double kesher. And nonetheless, that since it's undone every single day, so therefore it's permissible. That's his proof. So therefore, there are many poskim, aside from the Shari Shua that I showed you, who are making. I was told that Rav Shapta Shalit does also make them in this child, of Kesher Agabi Kesher. And the Rambam is a chumra. As a matter of fact, the Lush of the Shulta Gibor, which is pointed out by the Sefer Maretha Shulta, the Khan Yotza as horror. As if it some kind of came out something, let's say it doesn't. Based upon the fact that there exists a concept of Kesher Uman, so since no one is exactly sure what it is, they went to an extreme. And they even had a custom of prohibiting something which was a straight double knot. I didn't mean to say it's really a double knot. And what's the proof? Because on the next page, we thought it was a theory. On the next page, in the whole discussion, whether a certain kind of knot would be a Kesher Uman or not a Kesher Uman, if you recall. We thought it was a steer in the Shulta Gibor, that's how we presented. It's not a steer, he says. the beginning he says he can't yotza asara, the minute he emerged from this, it's not mikra din, you're running on Amud Beis. That's what I wanted to bring that to your attention as well. Because that's a couple of important ha'aris on kosher. And then there are a number of additional ones that you have to talk about. Okay, try to go in the proper order. Yes, I found the svara which I rejected. Okay. It was good to find them in print. You may recall we had suggested if a person ties something, it's not clear whether it's going to be for X amount of time or Y. We don't know. We just don't know how long it's going to last. So I suggested that the halachic definition should apply the old cloud. Sveka the rabbon and the kula, and sveka the rest of them. I found that here too. Of course, I'm going to say the menorah ha-tahora. It says exactly that. What we had suggested, we rejected it based upon the Urayim. The Urayim said it's even in the case where it's when you tie, you're not sure if it'll last forever or not. We still make them. But the idea there should be a totally on Svega, the Rabbanim, Svega, the Rice, I found, bought it from the Sefer Menorah at the Orem. Okay, one of the classical Svara of the Nilpul Shas. I want to bring that to your attention as well. Okay, two more notes, 1 second. Yeah. You may remember, we had spoken about the question. Get to this yet. How do we even come to this yet? About someone who ties a knot and then throws it to the garbage. It's not a matter of time. We didn't get to it yet, right? Let's hold off. When we get to it, yes, all right now, but I think I didn't think about it in the first place. We'll put that aside for the moment. So a few more hours in the same. In the Urayim sheet that we just mentioned, what the Urayim says, Chazer again. Oh, by the way, I asked you to find me, where's the Urayim found in the Mordechai, right? The Shilu, commotion of over Mordechai. Anyone find it? Folks got a prize. It was a giveaway. It's right here on the spot. It's in the Shin Pei Vov. All right? Open up. I want to show it to you. It's right from Komo. Shin Pei Vov. Please open up. What's he matter? He's matter a knot which is tied for a period of time, more than a day, less than forever. What's okay? Well, the forest, the middle, the rabbanon kosher, the reva, upamim the melachim anit kapliola, kevet shicholim the hotio kap kosher. Ah, this is the Urayim. The Urayim said that if you have a situation in which you tie a knot for X amount of time, you plan to be likely to take it out after 3 days, 10 days, 30 days, whatever it may be. But the possibility exists you'll change your mind, you'll leave it there forever. That is awesome in the Rabbah. That's exactly the Urayim as quoted by the Shulta Gibora. But he mentioned that it's found in the Mordechai. I tell you the truth, if not for the Shulta Gibora, I wouldn't have understood it from the Mordechai. It's too short. But that's what he's referring to. So I saw in the Sefer Marechas HaShulchan as a Hakira. What's pshat in the Urayim? When the Urayim said it's awesome of the Rabbanon, is the pshat that it's because it's sometimes left there forever, it has a resemblance to a Keshet Shel Kayama forever, which is awesome of the Raisa. So it's a kind of a resemblance prohibition. This looks Dumya A, Dumya to B. Or no, it's a Chashash. Maybe, in fact, he will leave it there forever. And in case he will leave it there forever, it in fact will be awesome as a Raisa. This goes back to what we spoke about earlier. We had this remarkable idea that there could be an Issa in effect with Mafreya. If you do something at the time, you have one plan, at the end turns out a different thing. I would have said, this is wrong. I can't be. You can be only Chaim on Shabbos. I can be Chaim what's going on after Shabbos. But he's open to the possibility, which he suggested originally we thought a level of Darabonah, and now he's suggesting it seems a level of Daraisa. If you have one plan, and then the best laid plans, you know, often go astray, and you, instead of taking that after 3 days, you stay forever and ever and ever and ever and ever, you will have an effect retroactively been in violation of the Nisa Daraisa. So that's why, in the kind of a knot that's usually taken out early, but sometimes these nimlach, sometimes it isn't in forever, the Chazal asked it, not because it resembles a Kesh Shel Kayom. It may actually become a Kesh Shel Kayom. That's his Chakira. That's his Chakira. Fascinating. A Chakira. Okay. But he does add something, which is a very important point. What happens if the situation exists where it's going to be, whether I like it or not, it's going to have to be used, it's going to have to be undone. It's going to have to be undone. Then it's mutter. Now it's a mutter, but even if without this, what we'll call this hechera, this circumstantial requirement that I have to undo the knot, it would have been a daraisa, and for another person would have been a daraisa mamish. For me, it's mutter, from one extreme to the other. Notwithstanding the Bir Halacha that said that if I want to make a unilateral decision based on my own private whim, I'll untie this and say, that we ignore. But if I'm going to be stuck because of the circumstances, then we don't ignore it at all. What's its proof? The Gemara, Kuf Yud Beis of an Av. Open to that Gemara. Rabbo, so look inside. Kuf Yud Beis of an Av. A very good point. Kuf Yud Beis of an Av. A story. Auzuga the Sandle. Zimna the Nafik Behiu. The Zimna the Nafik Behinuke. Interesting story. Akua Drav Sala Kasida. Nebuchadnezzar was so poor, they had to share a pair of shoes. I guess maybe it's like that, you know, there was a shortage of beds, I guess. So they one slept and one was up, and vice versa. We even know some places. So they shared also a bed and shared a pair of shoes. They couldn't leave the house together. Also the Kameh Abaye. Omele Ki Agav Namai. I have a shoe. What should I do with it? Omele Chayev Chattas. You tied a shoe on Shabbos. It's Achiev Chattas Daraisa. Omele, whoa, that wasn't my question. Ashta Potter Abalosuk Akashali. I'm only asking, is it Oster or is it good? I didn't ask you a question, Abaye. Don't give me a third answer. Because I can today's Malabatim. I ask you, you give me a, what kind of, I ask you, is it Potter or Mutter? You tell me it's Chayim? That was part of my question, Rabbi. It's a very common thing, but I won't go into it now. Yeah. It's like, wait, but this is a good old, not stand up, it's about the bus. So, Chayim, Chayim, Karmel, it's Karmel thing. It's my time, but what are you, what? Why do you assume it's no Chayim Chayim? I'm blaming you, the Bechol, now he's in the Nafik, no, but I know. You're right. We jumped from a chi of chadas to a mutter lechatchila. Why? Because he decided to split it with his son. Why is that the same as a bialacha? Here's the answer. The Beis Meir makes a big deal out of this. And in the case of the tzitzis, I decide on my own. I'm going to take out after Abdullah. You know why? I don't want to violate his shabbos. It's the old segregation of nichle. So I don't want to be a violent Shabbat. That doesn't help. Okay. Here too. Normally, if a person makes tzitzis forever, then this guy's also be forever. He wants tzitzis. Trying to avoid his Shabbat and decide to take an after Abdullah, that's meaningless. But over here, the circumstances demand that this not be untied on a regular basis. Why? Because never, the poverty. He and his son have to share a pair of shoes. So whenever the circumstances dictate that it has to come out, there's no alternative. In this kind of a case, we agree that there's not only is there no reason to raisa, but even look, the Bialacha was never applied to such a case. Now, this on this basis, he has a very interesting nekuda. The famous Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer claims you borrow your friend's tefillin. Let's say you try to find tefillin shorosh. Much too big, much too small. So what do you do? You know how to do it. So you adjust it. I wouldn't know what to do with it. I would not install it. But let's say you got a little handy, and you guys look at the pictures and look at the siddur on there. Okay, then adjust. And then, you should really try to adjust it back when you give it back, but let's assume you know how to adjust that too. You figure out, you move an inch, you adjust it back, okay. Give it back at the wrong size, what kind of, that'll be terrible. Or you tell him, listen, I got the rabbi to adjust it for me, he disappeared before the diamond was over, leave a note. So I ask the rabbi tomorrow morning to adjust it back, even that's very close to this. But all right, better just puts it on, also he can't do it. He has not adjusted, I mean, that's not a sailor. Anyway, fine. So now the Nezah says, you're not yotzei tefillin anyway. It's not even a mitzvah. Why? Because the kesher shel tefillin is gonna, by definition, is gonna have to, you have to get, it's only for a day. I bought a tefillin for one day, give it back. So therefore, as I bought a tefillin for a day and give it back, it's not gonna be the kesher shel kayama, and no, if it's tefillin, gemar. I thought Shumas says, it's not the Nezah. Really? Kufpei gimel. It's not the Nezah right here, Uncle Shabbos. It's printed in the back of the new language towel. They have it. So he writes, this Marechas HaShavah, that somebody wrote back on the Nezer, that he's wrong. Why is he wrong? Based on the Bialacha. He says, first, that's Tzitzis. The Bialacha, I don't care what you're thinking. We all know about Tzitzis. Tzitzis is forever. So we all know that Tzitzis is forever. He writes, wrong. You're wrong. The Nezer is right. Why the Nezer right? It's like the Gemara. It's like this Gemara. He had no alternative but to change that back. That is tefillin. It says tefillin for bar for one day. So how could you say? He shouldn't be a gazlan. You have to make sure that the tefillin that is not going to be put back to the original size so that the bala tefillin can wear the tefillin properly for the rest of his life. So since circumstances dictate that you have to undo the knot that you tied today and then change it back for tomorrow, that's exactly the Gemara over here, could be made with the people splitting shoes. With the base man as you sold. Whoa. You have a bar tefillin out? Now you're in trouble, huh? At the end he writes, so maybe Aleh is wrong in the first place. Not that he's wrong in this Nakuda, but his whole assumption that you have to have a kesher shell filler has to be a kesher kayama, maybe that's wrong. Who said that's Misha Kayama? Who said? In the whole discussion, Rabbein Elio would say Kshat on Yosei Yadech, every single day he would tie the kesher shayad all over again. We assume Kshat is meaning tightness, but it's a famous man. So what did he do? And he calls the Rishonim an Erev and Atzadi Zayin. That's a very important sugya about some of the fires filling on Shabbos in the streets and how you take it back and this and that, tying, untying. Because he gets impression from the Rishonim there, he writes a very blanket statement that the Abenezer was wrong. He doesn't say what it means. Maybe he means the Ramban there. The Ramban says that you can tie a tefillin on Shabbos with a Kesher Merupo. With a weak kesher. Weak kesher. That's not so shokayama. So maybe he's trying, maybe if he has in mind to prove from there that the tefillin, you don't need a kesher shokayama. Maybe. That same Ramban, it's a Mohammed, Nadaf in Erevin, towards the very end of the Mesafta, says, well, you can either tie kesher merupa or kesher she'eno shel uma, according to the riff in the Ramban. I was wondering. I thought, if you asked me, that a kesher shel tefillin, that's a kesher uma. I mean, Varaya, let's take a poll. Who here in this room knows how to tie a kesher shel tefillin? Raise your hand high. Not a one? One. Baruch Hashem. Hashem, I know he says. Kulo chayav zakai. That's what the name is. We have one person. Oh, good to know. Hashem, if anyone needs it. There's one person out of, I won't tell anyone in the room, that there's only one person knows how to tie a kesher shel tefillin. So that means that he's an Uman, Baruch Hashem. We have an Uman here, Baruch Hashem. Welcome to Mr. Mish, got a deduction of tuition, I'm sure. An Uman, you know that it's a try against the villain. That's a talent. Look, who knows if you need it, and no one else knows how to do it. So the Ramban nonetheless says, you try to catch the villain, and then a non catch the Uman fashion. When you saw the Shulchan Aruch, I thought it was an Emes. I mean, catch the means that the only thing that a klutz can't do it, most people don't know how to do it. I don't know, just like the Ramban discusses two possibilities to tie a tefillin on Shabbos. The behead, Kesher Merupa, and Kesher She'eino Shel Uma. By the way, as it proves in the Sefer, that shows that the Shulchan Aruch was wrong, if you're Ramban. We don't say that the two are synonymous, a tight Kesher and a Kesher Shel Uma. We're saying two separate kulas over here, a loose Kesher and a Kesher She'eino Shel Uma, which which is again the way we thought, but still, maybe the Ramban thought every guy knew how to tie shvil. The Gemara said that it's a tabat chacham, we're supposed to know that one thing supposed to know how to tie shvil. I guess we have one tabat chacham about Hashem in the room, but I don't know. You got the impression that even that was special. I don't know. I'm just telling you what it says in the Ramban. Okay. By the way, I was wondering in this Gemara, I think I saw this question, the Sefer, so Shabbos, of course. How will the Rambam explain this Gemara? The Gemara has the same exact case. First, Abaye thought that he's talking forever, this is Chayim Kratis. Then it turns out, every single day it goes on and on, there's Mutter. So according to Rashi, it's Mutter B'Tuf Tam. Forever is Chayim, within a day, it's Mutter. According to the Reim, it's also those two parts of the Seder. Rashi may only argue in the middle stage. But according to the Rambam, the Manisha, if it's Kesher Shal Uman, then even less than a day is Asim Ad Rabban. If it's Kesher Shal Hedyo, then even forever, it shouldn't be Chayim Chavis. What's going on in the Gemara? Ari is Makavis to the Torah that it says over here. That's the only Torah we can give. That, well, it's Hobo Atalia. In other words, if it's forever, they'll tie Kesher Shal Uman. And if it's only for a day, they'll tie a foot plane knot. Not like you can involve the Gutierrez, but I don't know any other one. So the answer to Shita the Rambam was this Gemara on Kuf Yud Beis, Amud Aleph. Oh. So now, we come to the Tosefta that we had spoken about, our boss. I wanted to open up again to that Tosefta. It's the, I think we're the Yud Gimel Tezai. Yud Gimel Tezai, Tosefta.
It's no good. You need a double knot.
the kesher of Aniva Mikri Shaper kesher. The Yesh Lomar, he's Safek Chayolet. The Mordechai is the Super. In kesher, Echad Baniva, all of Mikri kesher, in love.